Davis is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see the stars. I'm joined in studio by our resident movie reviewer, regular-sized Kev, Mr. Kevin Suarez. Kev, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Now, this week we're talking about, I don't know if it's quite, it's a sequel, it's a reboot, I'm not quite sure what to call it, but this is Ocean's 8.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's, I suppose, a sequel slash spin-off of the original Ocean's 13. Well, I can't say original because that's from the 60s, but the reboot of the Ocean's trilogy, so Ocean's 11, 12, and 13.
Let's not forget the original with Frankie Sinatra, Chairman of the Board, and Old Blue Eyes. Terrific film, that one.
Yeah, but again, it's set in this reboot universe, so it's following on from the characters from created and established in the new trilogy. And so the story is that the main character of the trilogy has sadly passed away, and so then the estranged sister then decides, Debbie Ocean, is released from jail, and she has been planning a robbery of her own that would put her brother to shame, so to speak. Just something really big that eclipses, a total eclipse of the previous robberies done by her brother.
All right, so this is Sandra Bullock playing the sister of George Clooney. It was George Clooney's character in the reboots, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And she leads, obviously, a terrific all-star female cast in this sort of this caper, as it were.
Other people that you may recognize appearing in the movie include Rihanna and Cate Blanchett, as well as Helena Bonham Carter. All of the actresses are all fantastic in this movie. They all have this sort of natural chemistry. I'm not sure if it's from working with each other before, or they're just that talented that they can just quickly get together and make these scenes sparkle. But the chemistry is great. I do have to admit that Rihanna, I think, was a bit of a letdown, because this is her first full feature film outside of cameos and outside of playing herself.
No, she's played side roles in other films.
Well, I mean, as like a main character.
I actually have quite a soft spot for her role in Battleship, I must admit. Great film, Battleship.
But in here, she's one of the main leads. So it's her first film doing this, and I sort of get the impression from her specifically that she doesn't seem to be too keen on this. She seemed like she'd rather be anywhere else, to be honest. But everyone else, they all obviously enjoy being with each other. And not only that, but there's a really good sense of style to this movie as well. So it's set during the Met Gala. That's where the target is going to be hanging out. And it's one of the most fabulous dinners in the world, being held at the Metropolitan Museum of Arts in New York, where only the most elite people are invited. And there's a beautiful dress and fashion, and there's a lot of cameos from fashionable people in today's world as well. But that being said, I do feel that this movie itself, it sort of lacks innovation. It just feels like every other generic crime movie that's come before it, sadly, which is a bit of a shame, because I do like a bit of innovation, like Baby Driver.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen Baby Driver?
No, I haven't seen it, but I've heard good things.
It's a crime film as well, but it has this its own sense of style. It's an original story as well, but I feel that in this case, Ocean's 8 is lacking a new take on the crime caper genre.
A little bit of a paint-by-numbers. That is a little bit unfortunate to see, I guess, another female-led reboot kind of going down this route.
I wouldn't necessarily say that. I mean, it does have its own merits, even though it's not exactly the most original of films, but
I'm just saying, you don't see studios really having the guts to give an all-female cast an original film. They've got to give an all-female cast some form of reboot or some form of fairly paint-by-numbers kind of story, as a safe story to go with the all-female cast.
So are you also perhaps thinking of like Ghostbusters from about 2 years ago?
Ghostbusters, I thought some terrific cast, pretty lackluster film overall, pretty lackluster script, pretty lackluster film overall, with the cast doing probably the best job they could with the script.
Yeah, I agree. And it's sort of the same thing here. Like, the cast get along really well with each other, but if it had a bit more innovation behind the script and behind the plot, then I think that this could have been an amazing film. But I do agree, it would be nice to, for once, see a franchise that is female-driven as well.
Well, Regular Size Kev, thank you very much.
You're welcome.